All right, yo, what's up? This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we got someone all the way from Houston. Do you want to introduce yourself?
What's doing, man? It's Age Money, Top Scholar, and all that, man. We got the Sacramento Mason with Tsunami 916, man. Yes, sir.
Top shit. All right, bro. How'd you get the name Age?
So my older brother, so my government name is Adrian, and then my older brother growing up, he would always just call me Age, like short of Adrian, so that's where that came from. And then the 9 is representation of my area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 9 close homies. It's like a group of 9 of us, you feel me?
Oh, so, bro.
Yeah, I threw that in there too as representation of, you know, that movement.
Y'all have a collective name?
Yeah, we do. It's called Murder Valley.
Okay, for sure, yeah. For sure. Where are y'all based out of?
Murder Valley, California.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
Get your paper too, GYP. Shout out the gang, sir.
All right. So, you said you were from Sacramento?
No, I'm from Rio Valley.
Oh, Rio Valley?
Yeah.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
I'm from California.
So explain your musical journey, you know?
It's crazy because so when I was younger, I used to have a really bad lisp. So I never wanted to do music because I couldn't even talk right.
Yeah,
so it never was like a thing for me, like, oh yeah, like I want to rap. And then on top of that, like my brothers rap, like all my older brothers rap, my younger brother rap, my dad rap, like my whole family pretty much rap, all my uncles and everything. But I was a sports guy, so I was running track at the time, so that's really what I was focused on. And then eventually, like, I came out Sacramento for college, and throughout college and stuff, like I was going through just a lot of growing pains, you feel me?
So, type shit.
I just ended up writing music and, you know, ended up developing into, you know, what we got going now.
So what age did you start writing music?
I used to freestyle at the lunch tables in high school, you feel me? But I never wrote that, but like I was always kind of like, I would play with it like that. But I started really taking it serious probably my sophomore, junior year of college.
For sure, for sure. What was the first song you dropped? Maybe like officially, you know.
The first song outside I dropped officially, like that I did this thing, was On My Own, produced by my dog Rashai.
So how'd that do?
It did good. It's it picked up the attention of Sprite and got me a deal with them, and I was just moving through the city just off of that.
Is that your deal? Your label?
That was back in like 1920. Right now I've just signed with Up Above Entertainment.
Okay.
Out of Houston, yeah.
For sure. When did you go out to Houston?
Shit, bro, like, damn. When I go to Houston? Like 2-3 years ago?
2-3 years ago?
Yeah, 2-3 years ago. I just woke up one morning like, I'm finna go to Houston. I had no reason, bro. I didn't know nobody. Like, only knew, like, actually, I knew 1 or 2 people out there. The one person I did know out there ended up moving to Dallas. So I didn't really know nobody out there but the 2 people I knew. And I told them when I first went out there, I was gonna move out there, and they thought I was cat. And I really can't. So, yeah.
So what happened when you got to Dallas? You know, how'd you, seems like your career really start to take off when you got out there?
Yeah, I got to Houston. It was cool. It was very challenging starting from zero again, if that makes sense. Like, it was very challenging trying to, you know, build up and move around, but I'm kind of like was already used to it. So, you know, I knew something I had going for me was the fact that I'm not from there. You know, I'm from California, so I'm gonna sound different off rip. So I just kind of focused on that. Got in a lot of studios, recorded in almost every studio I could, networked through there. And then eventually I ended up meeting a couple people, you know, that, you know, looked out, put me in position. I mean, you're right.
For sure, for sure. How does the music scene differ from Houston to, you know, the Bay Area?
So Houston is it's kind of like the same thing low key. Like how local artists and stuff like that, how like out in California we'd be feeling like, oh, you know, it's like a crab in a bucket in a sense, kind of. You know, it's kind of like that everywhere, but in its own way. But one thing that I noticed in Houston is they really pay attention to the art and just also the art of the club, if that makes sense. So I would say Cali, we lit, you feel me? We fun, we do everything, you know what I'm saying? But we do it in our own way. And it's very distinct when we go to other places like Houston. So I would just say that, like, our cultures is...
Yeah, it's like each place has its own culture.
Yeah, our cultures is just different, but it's still blending pretty well, for sure.
For sure, for sure. How would you fit in when you first got there? The people know you're from California?
Man, yeah, for sure. I stick out like a sore thumb. I still stick out like a sore thumb. Like
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like I walk in the store sometimes, they just know, like, hey, say man, where you from? I'm just like, from Cali. You're like, oh yeah, I could tell, bro. I could tell. Yeah, I need to dress different. I'm like, all right. You know, but I met a lot of people off of that, you know, so, you know, just interest in how I dress and all that. So
Who are some of your musical inspirations growing up?
I would probably say, growing up, I would definitely say Wiz Khalifa for sure. Like, I went through like I was probably the biggest Wiz Khalifa fan for sure. I would say Wiz Khalifa was a big part of that. Nipsey Hussle for sure, he was a huge part. Lil Wayne, Nas, I fuck with Nas heavy.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the authentic artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the artist's authentic, then I'm talking about that one.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, who do you look up to nowadays? You know, who's really making moves for you?
I wouldn't say I really look up to nobody nowadays, like, in that sense, but, like, people who, like, I'm inspired from, I would say, like, my little brother K2IC for sure. I watched him literally grow from the baby, like, came out look like a potato now, you feel me? He grown, you know, but he doing his thing for sure. Let me see, my dog Vinci, KK Vinci, you feel me? He actually taught me how to make music. Like, he taught me how to record myself, structure a song, stuff like that. And you feel me, he inspired me in hella different ways. Like, that's my dog. Who's inspirational? Let me see. It was inspirational. I would say Dot for sure. Like, I would throw Dot right there too, because Dot, Kendrick's doing something for the West Coast that haven't done, you know what I'm saying? So it's really dope to see somebody from our side of the country.
We've been putting a lot of Bay Area locals on recently, especially in music videos and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say that for sure. My dog's Bones and Sino too. That's Benny.
How would you describe your musical sound to someone who's never heard it before?
I would say my sound is like, I would say it's, can I use a word? A word that would describe my music, I would say, is just like authentic. Authentic of where I'm from. Like, I sound like where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And California got all these different types of subgenres and stuff. Like, you know, the Bay sound like the Bay, you know, somebody from the Bay rapping on something. I think I sound very like where I'm from. I love it.
For sure. Do you produce your own beats or do you work with specific producers?
Nah, I got like a hand set of producers that like I mainly go to. Like, them is my dogs. They know how to make what I like. My dog Jabari. It's crazy too. My first met Jabari. I don't even remember how I met Jabari, bro. Like, it was like a fever dream, bro. I don't even know what happened. Like, it just popped up when we was close one day. You feel me? But nah, definitely my dog Jabari,
that's crazy.
Yeah, me and him got help.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The records together, I fuck with bro. He has a very, very great ear for music. My dog ran that back west for sure. Bro is, he's raw. You feel me? He's just raw. Like, he sound like where we from. And then I would say third producer I work with really, my dog Three Times, without Ronnie Three Times out of New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Bro, hard. He's super hard. It's just, he overlooked, but he's super dope. Looking to try to get him some more placements this upcoming year for sure.
What's your songwriting process like? Do you start with lyrics, beat, or do you just vibe out until you figure something out?
So I'll hear for sure the beat, I would say. Like, definitely the beat. At first, it used to just be me writing. Like, I would just like, all right, boom. And I would try to find a beat. Like, oh, it sounds good on here. But as I made more music, I just realized that, like, every song has its own vibe, every beat got its own vibe. So just it's better to write to that rather than, you know, you could build something around lyrics, though, mm-hmm. but you feel me? Like, in my experience and what I like, it's I hear a beat. Sometimes I write, like, half the song. Sometimes I won't write none of the song. You feel me? And I'll just punch in. But it varies on the beat.
For sure. What's the most personal song you've written? And what's the story behind it?
That's a good one. The most personal song I've written. Golly, bro, you put me on the spot with that one. That was a great one. I'll probably say, You Know. I got a song called You Know off my More Than a Number project. It's my intro. And I would probably say that's like my most personal song. Like, I'll say it's between that and a song on my upcoming project, Starstruck, called Time Off.
What's your upcoming project called?
Starstruck.
Oh, okay. For sure.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking forward to that one.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
What challenges have you faced in the industry as an artist?
Definitely being from California, like, that's a big challenge, you know, because not everybody is receptive to our sound and, like, you know, our program. So I would say that. But it's also a plus because, you feel me?
No one else
like us, you feel
type
me?
Shit, yeah.
I would definitely say just lack of resources, but it's really not a thing of lack of resources. It's just really a lack of guidance. You know what I'm saying? I would say that. And not just me, I'm sure other artists would agree too, like, depending on the area where they come from, you feel me, like, it's a big lack of guidance. We don't really have nobody to tell us this is how you do this, you know, so bumping my head was probably the biggest thing, you feel me, like, I'll leave it at that.
No, I
like,
feel
bumping
it.
My head was probably...
Really just trying to find your way in any kind of new industry. It's like, you're going to learn a lot, you're going to make some mistakes, but, you know, it's all a process.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you had any major milestones or breakthrough moments in your career so far?
Yeah, man. I'll never forget this too. I think about this every day. But when I first saw my Sprite deal, that sent the black truck to my house to pick me up, and I invited two of my homies because, like, it was just an experience. Like, it was crazy. You feel me? Like, Sprite's one of the biggest corporations, like, in the United States. So. Mm-hmm. That was big to me, you feel what I'm saying? And there was another artist that, you feel me, also was, you know, picked up with the team and everything. So that was dope as hell, too, just to see, like, you know, we from where we from and we doing
this. You know, homies going up. Mail.
Yeah, you feel me? And I would say, like, just that whole BT experience during that time over there, that shit was dope, you feel me? Got to see QC set firsthand, Migos, Cardi, everybody, that shit was dope.
Sure.
My boy Bino Corleone, he opened the show. He had an OKC. This shit was fire. It was dope.
So
it was dope.
If you could collaborate with any artist, you know, mainstream or underground, who would you collaborate with?
If I collaborate with any artist, mainstream or underground? I would say Lil Bean. I fuck with Lil Bean music heavy. Bro hard.
Bro hard.
He authentic. I fuck with his program, bro, go crazy.
So, you know, what's next for you? What's coming up for you in 2025?
Man, a bunch of music, a bunch of videos, a bunch of brand launches, you feel me? Just a bunch of everything.
Like clothes and shit like that?
Clothes, watches, all that, you feel what I'm saying? Everything you could think of, you know, everything you could think of, you feel me? So, plan to really hit everything hard this summer. Get this project out. That's really what I've been working on. I've been taking up most of my time. It's a project, but trying to put together something timeless, and that takes time. You feel me? So, yeah.
Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years as an artist?
Man, with five
or even as
Grammys.
A man, you know? Oh, the Grammys for sure.
With five Grammys, that's what I want to see myself in 5 years. And also too, I just want to see myself successful enough to take care of everybody around me, like. I don't want to be the richest in the world. I just want to have enough to be able to take care of my peoples and do what I want to do, you feel me? So that's definitely my goal in this next five, for sure. And then just change other people's lives too, like other artists I believe in, producers I believe in, businesses I believe in, all that, you know what I'm saying? Really want to start stepping into that area for sure.
Mm-hmm. And before the interview, you said Star Trek project's coming out sometime in summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Sometime in summer.
How long you been working on that one?
Man, Star Trek has been in... So, this is the thing with this. Star Trek went through like 4 or 5 different name changes. You know what I'm saying? Because the songs I was making just kind of was... Like the project was evolving as I was creating. So, when I landed on Star Trek, the reason why I chose that name is because I feel like when just the general public in the world thinks about the industry, mm-hmm. you know, and their favorite rappers, singers, actors, and stuff like that, you know, and they see them in person, in a sense, they're like starstruck, like,
God,
that's crazy, you know, but this connotation of starstruck is more so on some, damn, I didn't know it could get like that. Like, damn, I didn't know.
When you're actually in that position?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So not even really that, it's just... Everything ain't what it seems. Starstruck, this shit ain't what it seems. That's all.
For sure.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'll fuck with it.
No, that's the seed of the project, for real, and just my experiences with moving to Houston and the things I went through out there to get to where we at today.
How many songs you got on it?
Man, right now, it's still in debate, but I'm looking to shoot to have about 14 to 15. Sure. You know what I'm saying? If not 14 to 15, then it's going to be... I'm gonna get 11 strong ones. Yeah. No diggy. 11 strong ones for sure. Chicken location.
So before we end it off, if you could leave one message for your fans, you know, what would it be? Any inspiration, tips, quotes?
Sorry for taking so long. But nah, you feel me? Everything worth time takes time, so don't be afraid to take your time. You feel me? Like, I feel like in this generation, everybody's so caught up in wanting, you know, immediate success or immediate, you know, applause, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people aren't realizing that a lot of this shit take time. Like, a lot of the most successful people, it took them time to get there, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And instead of thinking, how can I go from A to B in 2 days, start thinking, how can I go to A to B in 2 years, or from 10 years, 5 years.
As long as you get there.
You only do this life shit once, bro. You feel me? Take your time. Let's get to it. You feel me?
For sure, for sure. That's some good advice.
For sure.
So where can we find you at, for those who are listening?
Shit, man, y'all can find me on everything, Apple Music, Spotify, all that, at age, A, the number 9, E. It's not A9, it's age. You feel me? But A, the number 9, E, all platforms. Follow me on Instagram at Age Money, Twitter, Age Money, everything Age Money, man. You feel me? That way. Yeah.
So appreciate you coming all the way to Sacramento, get this interview, you know, speak on your career, some of your wisdom, things like that. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you for having me.
You know, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, you know, do the thing.
That's our Tsunami 916. Are we taking your pictures?
Good job, Jabari.
Good job, Jabari.